The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
So if you keep staring up in the sky trying to figure out which cloud has all your data, you might want to call us for assistance anytime. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Oh, and by the way, this Into Tomorrow CES special again this week brought to you in part by Chris. No, not that Chris. I'm talking about the first voiced assistant for drivers. See Chris.com. By IFA's CE China 2019, connecting global leading brands in consumer tech with Chinese retailers, media, and consumers first. In Guangzhou, China, September 19th through 21st. You want more info, be sure to visit cechina-ifa.com. And by QKey, smart online security has arrived. Visit QKey.com. Among other things, we talk about the clouds. And I don't mean weather. I mean backing up your data, and that's so critical. And we're delighted to help you with those issues or anything involving consumer tech. We invite you to call us anytime, day or night, with any questions. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. And we will get you on the air on the very next broadcast and address your concerns, hopefully solving your digital dilemmas. Focusing on the antivirus and VPN, or virtual private network, space for consumers, our next guest is here to tell us about the latest from their company. And they had a big splash at the Consumer Electronics Show last week in Las Vegas. And we were unable to catch up with them there, so we thought, why not now? How about Senior Director of Consumer Products with Webroot is Andy Mellinger. Andy, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for giving us a chance to talk, and nice to speak with you.
Absolutely. And sorry we weren't able to connect in Las Vegas, but now that we can catch our breath collectively, it's good to be able to just get you on the phone and talk about what you guys were showing and discussing last week in Las Vegas.
Yes, that was a great show. Lots of pretty amazing tech on display, and we were very happy to be part of it and be there.
And, of course, a big thing, not only antivirus, which Webroot has been involved in for many years, but even helping us these days more so than ever, protecting us when we're needing to use a virtual private network. Let's start, if you would, Andy, by sharing with our audience the use of a VPN so that people understand that, and then we'll get into specifically what you're able to do.
All right, perfect. So anytime we're on the road, maybe at a coffee shop or at the airport, et cetera, at a hotel, we get on the public Wi-Fi that they've made available, which is super convenient. The problem is we don't know anything about that network. We don't know who's managing it. We don't know what kind of security they've established on that system. And we don't know who's watching the traffic that's going through that network. So it can be a rather risky thing to do, and it's very easy to hack those networks. We have a couple smart white hat hackers here who they check every network they get on and just to see what's available, and you can see a surprising amount of information, and it's not that hard.
Boy, I bet that surprises your white hat hackers if they pop into a coffee shop or a fast food place, McDonald's or something, and they're just looking around at all the people that really don't know their information is being shared so easily. And I'm sure they want to say, everybody, my gosh, stop what you're doing, especially you over there doing your banking. You know, I see everything. Stop it.
Yep. Yeah. When you sit with these guys and see what they're looking at, the stream of data that's going through, because all of that information coming from your computer and going through the router that whatever the hotel or coffee shop has set up, mm-hmm. it can be completely in the clear or partially hidden. But there's a lot that you can learn about somebody from watching that traffic. So the smart thing to do is to use a VPN, and that basically encrypts the data that's being sent to the internet and from the internet to your device. And then even if somebody is watching, all they see is gobbledygook. So it's completely garbage data, and they don't know who it is, and they don't know what they're seeing, and so it's useless to them. And it's a very simple step to take to protect your personal information.
Yeah, and it's so important because, you know, a lot of times we recommend that if you're using these Wi-Fi at hotels and whatnot, and of course we all do, and those of us who travel frequently are dependent upon these kinds of things, then if it's just a quickie thing, you're going to go on and check email, whatever. A lot of people say, all right, well, do I really need to worry about that? Well, it's up to you. I mean, if there's personal information being transmitted, sent back and forth, then yeah, you need to worry about that. If you're just doing some web browsing to find out nearby places to go, you know, do touristy things or whatever, probably not. But why take the chance? I mean, it seems to me that it's so much safer anyway to use a virtual private network and have some peace of mind just in the event you say, oh, wait a minute, do I have that enough if I use my debit card? You know, is that enough in my account? Well, all of a sudden, you may not be thinking about it because you're just routinely checking, but then so could somebody else be routinely checking your account.
Right. And certainly for that sensitive information, you know, you absolutely want to be very, very careful. But even the simple information about, you know, what sites do you use, where, you know, what are you looking for? Because there are people who are out there and they're trying to gather information about individuals, and they target people. This is a phishing campaign, could be targeting a lot of people, but then there's even a term spear phishing, which is a very targeted
wow.
way of going after somebody. And if they know, hey, you know, Andy loves ice hockey and he lives in Colorado and he banks at Wells Fargo, you know, then like, well, I can craft a message that seems very personalized and was much more likely that somebody would fall for that, especially somebody who's not, you know, really thinking about the dangers out there. So even that simple usage, you want to protect. And our VPN automatically detects that you're on an unsecure network and automatically turns itself on. So we think security should be very unobtrusive, but very protective. And so something that's automatic and can recognize I'm on an unsecure network, I'm going to turn this capability on and protect my data. We think that's a great scenario, and that's one of the things about the product that we're very excited about.
Well, there you go. More info, you want to check out what Andy and his team are up to protect you, visit webroot.com, webroot.com. And of course, we'll link you there when you visit intotomorrow.com. Andy, you're a delight to chat with. Always good information from our friends at WebRoot. We've got to get you back sooner than later because there's so much more to cover, and we appreciate your input.
All right, Dave. Thanks very much.
It's our pleasure. Again, webroot.com. For more, intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.